It's brought down in some midrashim that la'asid lavai, what's going to be the dessert by the Suda's halav yosin? We know that every proper Suda has a dessert. There's a fire spice and it's again halacha, and then there's also the dessert. And the shayla is, what is going to be the dessert of the Suda Shara Barvel of Yasin? What's going to be the dessert of this big Suda? So Mepharshim bring down that actually by this Suda, they're going to serve the man. That most people, when they learn Chumash, so we learn that there was this thing in the man in the Midbar for 40 years, the Eivish just served the man. But that's it. Once Yidden went into the crossed the Yarden, and went into Eretz Yisrael, we're done with the man. We no longer have this concept of the man. And comes along the Mepharshim, and they tell us that by the Suda Sharabar and the Leviosin, by this special Suda of the Sharabar, one of the delicacies which is going to be served is the man. And therefore the Chachamim, they actually get into a whole Chakira, what bracha do you make on man? Why? Because normally a bracha you make by a Pri Adama, by a Pri Eitz, you know, you make a bracha from where it comes from. The man comes from Shemayim. It comes from higher than that, you know, it doesn't come from this world. So what's the bracha that we're going to make on the man? And the general consensus is that the bracha that we are going to make is Hamoitzi Lechem Min HaShemayim. That we're going to make the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hamoitzi Lechem Min HaShemayim. The one that brings down food and bread from heaven. Because being that the man comes from Shemayim, so therefore the bracha on the man is Hamoitzi Lechem Min HaShemayim. When it comes to the union of the man was a very, very special thing. It says that the Yidden cannot taste the man. And that's why it says a very interesting pasuk, which all the Midrashim and all the Alter Rebbe tells us on it. It says that the Yidden complained in the desert, Vaya'ancha vayarivecha, he pained you and he made you starve, Vayachilcha es haman, and he made you eat the man. And everyone asked, wait a minute. It says the man had all tastes. What does it mean he made them starve and they ate the man? The man, l'chayra, was the most filling thing that they ever ate, to the extent that it says the man, there was no junk in the man. People didn't have to go to the bathroom because the man was 100% pure. Therefore, it was all nutrients, whatever the digestive system, the way it works. And therefore, there was no junk that the body had to get rid of. So on the contrary, it was the most filling, the most healthy, the most tasty food, because you could decide what taste it should be. The most tasty food was the man. So therefore, how could it be that you said, Vayancha vayarivecha, he pained you and he starved you, Vayachilcha asaman, and he made you eat the man. So there's different biurim, the pshute shomikra, and one of the biurim brought down is the concept of being that they did not know for sure that the next day would come. So when you're eating a meal, and you're not sure if you still have food in the closet, so even after you eat, you're hungry. Because it says, Eini Dreyma Misha Yeshle Pas Pesalei, Misha Eile Pas Pesalei, somebody that knows he could eat, Mitamo, he's not hungry. On a fast day, all of a sudden, you don't eat for a few hours, you're extra hungry. Either are many days that you miss this or you miss that, for whatever reason, and you're not as hungry, because the fact that you could always eat, that makes it that you're not hungry. The tzara comes when you can't eat, or when you don't know where your next meal is going to be. If you don't know when your next meal is going to be, so then even if you ate and you ate properly, so on and so forth, the hunger, the pain is still there. And therefore, that's the pashtus why they were starving from the man. But then there's a bir b'pnimis inyanim, and the explanation is as follows. Man represented the pure alma, the iskasi, the level which is lechem in hashamayim, pure gilui from heaven. What do you mean that someone is full? Someone is full, that means that whatever he ate became part of his body, became part of his metzias. And therefore, it gives nourishment to the person. What happens if it's not the premius? It just comes through. Sometimes you'll goggle some water, and then you'll throw it out. So then you're not full from that, because it's just in and out. And therefore, what it meant was, it was a remez that the inyanim of Kedusha, the inyanim milmaila lechem min hashamayim, wasn't bepnimius by people. And therefore they were starving. In other words, it wasn't able to permeate their existence. We weren't a keli to these great giluyim. La'asid lavi fakert. La'asid lavi is going to be always to tell you, bekelim betikun. When Mashiach comes, we will be able to be a vessel. We've already worked on ourselves, and that we're going to be a keli for these great giluyim. So therefore, not only is the man, Begashmi, is going to be filling, also Beruchnius, it's going to be filling. It's not going to be something which is going to remain outside our Metzias, Fakert. It's going to be part of our Metzias. And therefore, what is going to be the dessert, which is like the highlight and the specialty and the most tasty part of the Suda, of the Sharabur and the Livyasin, we are going to be a keli for the man. So therefore, you know, if you read the Chumash and you feel bad that, you know, in the Midbar they had the man, but how come we don't have the man? You should know that Garen Gichen by the Suda Sharabur and the Livyasin, there's going to be the man.